Edius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph 3:1. We start a new Perek here, and the next Mishnayos deal with various disagreements between Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim. This Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus was like a Zaken, and then during the time of Rabbi Akiva, senior person, and he had these following opinions, which the rabbis disagree with. The first here has to do with how Tumah is transmitted. Okay, so I have to explain this in layers. There's a lot to go on here. This is a Mishnah really from the third Perek of Olos. If you're not holding all those, so I have to give you a bit of background here. The basic idea is that a corpse, a human corpse, conveys tuma by one of three ways: maga, masa, or ohel. Maga is direct contact. Masa is bearing the weight of the corpse, like if it was in a backpack or something, on a stretcher. And ohel has three versions. Ohel, which means tent, means the most basic idea is that the recipient of the tuma, like the person that was tahor or the kli, is under the same roof, that's the ohel, as the corpse itself. Now, you also would have tuma conveying by means of ohel if the tuma passed over the recipient or the recipient passed over the tuma, meaning if there's like a corpse lying on the ground and a person jumps over it, he becomes tamei through ohel. He's ma'ahil over the corpse. And if the corpse passed over him, then it's ne'ehal. He's like covered up by, meaning the corpse is ma'ahil over him. Okay, now, not only does a corpse convey tumah as an entire corpse, but if you have a significant portion of a corpse, it also conveys tumah. There are different measurements. Ohelos, Masechet Ohelos deals with it at length. There's a kazayas, an olive's amount if it's flesh. We saw actually previously in the Masechet that it's a rova hakav, like a quarter of a kav of bones. And there are other measurements if you're talking about like decayed components or you're talking about blood and the like. Okay, the point is, let's just talk about flesh. You need a kazayas of corpse flesh to convey tumah. The question our mission wants to discuss is what happens if the kazayas is actually two half kazasim? So you haven't got one piece that's a whole piece of corpse the size of a kazayas, an olive's amount, but you have two small pieces which add up together to be a kazayas. Do they convey tumah or not? So the basic answer is, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus says, no, they don't combine. If you haven't got a whole piece of tumah the size of a kazayas in the case of meat, then it's not potent enough to convey tumah, period. The Chacham say, yes, it does convey tumah. They do combine, they're mitzaref, they do combine, provided that the mode of transmission, the way that this tumah is being conveyed, for both halves is the same, meaning they're both, your left and right hand, they're touching the two half pieces, so it's maga on the left and maga on the right, so it's both maga. Same goes with masa, same goes with ohel, okay? Now, there is a discussion in our Mishnah here that ohel is to at least some degree like maga. It's as if like the ohel, the tent makes as if like the mace fills up the whole room, if you will, and like you're in contact with the mace still. So since ohel and maga are kind of alike, they would combine if you have ohel with part and maga with part. So then that would combine, at least according to the Chachamim. Okay, and Rabbi Dos ben Hyrcanus says no, it doesn't combine ever, period. Now, there's a separate side machlokas here, also embedded into our Mishnah. When it comes to ohel, there's like kind of two versions of ohel. There's what's just generic ohel, which means, like I said before, there's a common roof. Now, if there's a common roof overhead, so it's like, you know, if you have a room, there's a corpse on the floor, so then everything in the room becomes tamei, all the people, all the kelim, and food and drink for that matter, but the people in kelim become avos atoma. Now, if the tumah source, the corpse, is like very cramped in, that's called tumah ritzutza, like squished, cramped in tumah. Meaning there isn't like a tefach, called a hand's breadth, 4 inches, in all directions around the tumah. Like for example, if the corpse is like his nose is basically touching the ceiling, he's like right up against the roof, then it's too cramped, and the ohel doesn't affect, it's not chotzetz, it doesn't stop the spread of tumah to gosavis. Instead, the tumah is ola ubakas, kind of like penetrates straight through the ohel, because there's not enough space there, and it goes like up to the shemayim and down to the tahom. And it goes all the way up and all the way down. So, there's a separate machlokas in our Mishnah if ohel, and tumah ritzutza, like the cramped ohel version, so that is more potent, if you will. So there's a machlokas here if that's only if it's ritzutza, if it's squish without the tefach, if that's when it's considered to be like maga, but the less, I'll call it intense version, where there is a space around the corpse, is not like maga, or is no, it's like direct, it's like maga, direct contact, whether you're talking about ohel of any kind, whether it's ritzutz or otherwise. Okay, that's a separate machlokas in our Mishnah. Okay, so with that background, the Mishnah says inside, kol hametamin ba'ohel, anything which can convey tumah by means of ohel. Now again, the only things that can convey tumah by tumas ohel is remains of a human body, but that's nothing else besides it, okay? But those remains can be even a portion, if it's a significant portion of the human body. So if you, whatever portions could convey tumah, if shenechleku, it's divided into two halves, so you know, I've got a whole piece of that requisite amount, whatever the all the different pieces of the body have different shiurim, but if it's two half shiurim, two half kazesim, if you will, of flesh, v'chnisan l'toch habayis, and you bring both halves under the same common roof, and beneath that roof is also a person, or a kli, whatever it is. So Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus metar. Reb Dosa ben Hyrcanus says it doesn't matter. The two halves don't combine to make a whole. There's no tziruf, there's no combination of the two. Even if you're talking about by ohel, it doesn't make a difference. Two halves are not strong enough to be a whole anymore. And v'chachamim metamin. The chachamim say, no, they do combine. So if there are two halves under the same common roof, then everything under the roof is tummy. Okay. Ketzon. How example? So we're going to have like six versions of this, like... But the gist of it is, again, that if the mode of transmission is the same to both, I'll call it your right and left hand, let's call them, then the person receives tumah according to the Chum, not according to Dosa ben Hyrcanus, and we're essentially going to equate Ohel to Maga. They're the same kind of thing. The only thing is, to understand this Mishnah properly, I'm telling you ahead of time now, that these six cases, this first part of the Mishnah, we're not talking about generic Ohel, we're talking about Ohel in the context of Ritzutza, where there's not a tefach on all sides of the tumah, so it's like more potent and intense, and a person's entered his like hand, let's call it, into that space where like the right where the mace is, like squished up against the walls, if you will, and that's like a more intense form of transmission. That's the kind which is analogous to maga, direct contact. Okay, so here we are. Here are the six scenarios that the Mishnah says in this part of it. Keitzad, how does that look? For example, first one is hanogeya b'kishnei chatzai zesim mina nevela. The Mishnah introduces nevela into the discussion, according to this girsa. Most girsas have it, some don't have it. But either way, the point is that if one touches flesh, two half kazesim of flesh, whether it's of a nevela, as our Mishnah says, that means the corpse of a dead animal, the carcass, or if equally true, if you're talking about the flesh of a human corpse, so if you have two half zesim and you touch both halves, right and left hand, so again, according to Dosa, Ben Hyrcanus, they don't combine. According to the Chum, it does combine. It makes you tummy. Same goes, o nosan, or if one carries them, bears its weight. So the Mishnah here is our Gersa has it. It's talking about a nevela meat. The same would be also for human corpse meat. The idea is, let's say you have two, you know, jars, and in each jar you have half a kazayas of flesh. So again, there's no direct contact, but if you bear the weight of both at the same time, one in the right hand, one in the left hand, let's say, so then according to Abdosu and Hyrcanus, they don't combine. According to the Chum, they do combine. So again, the reason why is because you're having both halves conveying tumah by the same mode of transmission, namely in this case, masa, bearing its weight. Now we've got more cases. We have uvamase. If we're talking about human flesh, now we can bring the topic of ohel into the discussion. And again, remember, this is going to be, you're going to see afterwards, this talking about specifically ohel in a situation of confined tumah and ritzutza. It's compressed without a tefach on all the sides. So it's hanogea bekachatzi zayas. If a person's right hand is touching half a zayas, that is nogea, meaning that's maga, direct contact. Uma'ahil al kachatzi zayas, and he's overhanging another half. His left hand is directly above half a zayas of tumah, and he gets tumah ritzutza, so that means like it's like, you know, it's in a very narrow, confined space, and you put your hands inside there. Okay? Or you have... Oh, hanogeya b'kachatzi zayis, your right hand is touching half a zayis, u'kachatzi zayis ma'ala lav, and the other half zayis is over, instead of under, it's over his left hand, let's say, again, in a confined space. And then those are the next two, and then you've also got umahil al kishnei chatzai zayisim, if a person, like he jumps, his hands, let's say his right and left hand are over two half zayisim, okay, and a confined space. Or you have a ma'al al kachatzi zayas, kachatzi zayas ma'al alav. Or if one hand, your right hand is over the corpse, the half zayas of flesh, and your left hand is under the half zayas of flesh. So again, there's ohel ohel. Again, we're talking about ohel ohel here, so that's ohel, it's fine. You don't need to find spaces anymore. So then, in that case, in all these six cases really, Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus Matai. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus says there are two halves. Each one doesn't convey enough, so the person remains Tahor. And the Chacham Matam, the Chacham say, no, he's Tamei, because they do combine if you're using the same mode of transmission. And again, Tumra Tzutza, Ohel is the same, quote-unquote, as direct contact Maga. Aval, however, now we're going to contrast, Hanogeya b'kachatzi zayas, u'davar acher mahal alav al-kachatzi zayas. If your right hand is directly touching half the zayas of flesh, and your left hand is simply in the same ohel as a half zayas of flesh, but here is not ritzutza. Okay, it's not confined space, so it's just ohel. So ohel now, according to this version, this Tana's generic ohel without compressed space ritzutza is actually not the same as maga. So he'll be tahor. Oh, mahil al kachatzi zayas, his right hand is over half of a zayas. Uvadavar achim al alav. Al kachatz zayis, and half his zayis is over him. The chiddush here is going to be even if you have one hand in a ritzutza situation, one and not in a ritzutza. One hand, it's the tumah's confined space, and one it isn't. So those are both by means of ohel. But since one is in like ohel that spreads sideways, that's a regular ohel case, not ritzutza. And one is olah bakas, doesn't go sideways; it goes directly up and down. That's the Tumra Tzutza, the latter is considered like maga, direct contact, whereas the other one is not. And that being the case, there are two different modes of transmission, and therefore, everyone will agree, tahor. Even the Chacham will agree, in that case, they don't combine, and the person remains tahor. Now, Rab Meir is going to say, Af bezeh Rabbi Dosa mitahar v'cham mitamin. Rab Meir says that no. In these latter two cases, again, the rabbis are metame, meaning the conceptual point that Reb Meir is making is that the rabbis don't differentiate between tumah ratzutza and not ratzutza. It doesn't matter if the piece of corpse tumah is in a confined space or otherwise. Ohel is ohel, and both versions are ohel, and they are at the same time essentially the same as maga. Therefore, if you have any type of ohel on one half and any type of maga on the other half, they do combine according to the Chacham and their metamin, even though, of course, Rabbi Dosa and Hyrcanus says no, they never combine because two halves. So, hakol tamei chutz. The Reb Meir then goes on now, I should say, really, to explain the Chacham Shita with respect to Rabbi Dosa. They say hakol tamei, all those scenarios above, which is half and half, it conveys tuma, except chutz min hamag im hamasa. If you're talking one half, like meaning one half of the kazayas is being carried through masa, and the other half is the direct contact. V'chein hamasa im ohel, if you have one half being masa carrying its weight and one half in ohel, again, they won't combine. In other words, so maga and ohel are a team. They're the same thing, the same mode of transmission effectively, and therefore they do combine, whereas masa doesn't combine with either maga or ohel. That's the Meir's point here, and the mission then sums up the principle, which kind of everyone agrees to conceptually, which is Zehaklal. The principle is Kol Shehu Mishem Echad. If the mode of transmission is the same, then Tame, it does combine. Mishnei Shemos, Tor, it doesn't combine. When I said everyone agrees, I mean Reb Meir and the Tanakhama. But of course, Dosa ben Hyrcanus says it doesn't combine at all because two halves can never combine to make someone tummy. Halacha l'chora would be like the Tanakama, like the Chachamim. So we do combine half zesim. We do differentiate between tumra tzutza and regular tumah. Tumra tzutza is like maga, and regular ohel without ratzutza is not.